I've been reflecting on no self, and it hasn't quite been resonating. Instead, it feels like a daunting abstraction. Can you suggest a simple way to approach this? I think just the simplest way, because it's not no self, it's sort of not self. And it seems like a small distinction, but it's actually a very large distinction in the sense that it isn't as if it's no self of, well, there is nothing there, it's no, it is, there's a negation of self. It's just that what we tend to take as self and identify in that process of this is who I am, this is me, this is mine. All of those things are of a very changing, transitory nature, so that they can't. If something is constantly changing and shifting and becoming other, then it's really not worthy of investing that sense of identification with it as self, so we can recognize, oh, this is not self. And then we can recognize, then we can pay attention to it in more of, oh, these are aspects of nature, so that the body. You know, of course it's not anybody else's, but it's to say this is who I truly am doesn't really get it, because if it were true, if it were, say, like a self in the sense of something solid and real and stable, then we should be able to say to it, you should be able to just tell your knees and say, you don't need to hurt anymore. No, it doesn't. You can't do that. So that you can say, you can just sort of, if we're retreating, okay, this is enough. This is enough coughing for this. That's it. I'm done with the coughing bit. but you can't. It's just sort of these things follow their patterns of causes and conditions according to nature, and we have to view it in that sense, not as a self or as me, but as a conglomerate of things that are functioning within the sphere of nature.